Okay.
It is now 5 o'clock. Welcome to the August 27th, 2025 San Juan Island School District Board of Directors monthly meeting. We have a quorum present minus John, who's excused. I call this meeting to order at 5 o'clock. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
Allegiance to
to
the
the flag
flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business, approval of agenda. Can I have?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. All right. Moved and seconded. Any changes or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Approved unanimously. Public comment? Do we have any public comment?
No.
Okay. Superintendent's report, Fred, you're up.
Well, we start tomorrow, you know that. So everybody's on go. And but I will just say I thought this year the San Juan Institute was as good as it was better than last year. And I know we brought in last week three amazing presenters. I mean, really good presenters. And that ranged from a term called collective efficacy to, I don't know, what would you say, dealing with behaviors, behavioral management with what Flint, he gave us an overview. We might have to bring him back here next year. And then, of course, Jeff Utecht on AI was amazing. He took a deeper dive into that and how it can be used in schools. And you guys know Erin Jones. You've seen her in front at WASDA. She was awesome yesterday.
Totally different, according to Sarah.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. She did just a great job, and she's actually scheduled to come back on February 2nd. It was compelling. And so, yeah, we're pretty proud of that. But what I want to do, and this will be the only thing I'm going to say on this part of it, besides enjoy the building because it's done, it looks good. I'll say that. We like what we see out in front of the high school. There's a lot of things that need to go out for something like that. There was the devil is in the details on that thing. And I, from the small things like picking up the presenters to the snacks and everything that that Diana leads and makes sure is out there at the right time to making sure the digital stuff works and, you know, having enough chairs and then getting the form signed so they can get their clock out. There is a lot of little things. So much thanks goes out to that entire district office to make it work. And we're going to do it as long as we can, unless money runs out. That's better PD than we can provide because we're bringing the good ones here. And they were good. They were really good. I'm tired. I will tell you that. I'm tired. You know, I remember as a teacher that you go home those first few days and you're just so emotionally drained. You go, don't tell me this isn't hard work because you want to fall asleep by the time you get home because you're on go the whole time. That's what it felt like trying to just get this ready. And so, but other than that, I just want to say that there's been a lot done this summer, and those that custodial crew as well as the capital projects need a lot of kudos because we actually have the high school done. There's actually a couple things they have to come back and do, it looks like. but it's done. So now we start preparing for next summer in many ways. But now I don't have anything. We are just getting started. So here we go.
Okay. On to the consent agenda. First, we want to acknowledge and accept with gratitude gifts and donations from the Community Foundation for $5,200 for the middle and high school bands. Purple and Gold has three things to a total of $8,040 for concession revenue, spring sports awards, and state meals for track and baseball. And the Public Schools Foundation for almost $10,000. They made $9,998 probably, so it was a check that wouldn't get questioned or something. I don't know.
Probably.
But anyway, so we need to thank them sincerely. So consent agenda, again, is standard monthly expenses, personnel changes, and board meeting minutes. Could I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved. I'll
second.
2 seconds. That's all of us. Any discussion?
On the gutter
form that was filled out by Brock, did we go over or under?
We went over, but what happened was...
Fred, the reason I'm asking is it says that you're supposed to circle one of those, and it just says 512. So I wasn't sure if we went over or under by 512.
It's over by 512.
Okay. All right.
We had to spend 512 more.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Unanimous. Monthly finance report, Jose.
So the key steps of the report are done to board docs. There was an error the much used for adults who could not enter the code and back on the
Jose, which was an increase of 33 by 50 cents, correct? For lunch. The cost for lunch for students went up by 50 cents?
Correct. And that was on the fee schedule that we had last
previously,
month.
Right.
But I incorrectly increased the adult lunches, but there's this calculator that the food service director uses, and it showed that what we were charging for the adult meals was sufficient and didn't need to go up. Mm-hmm. So I lowered them back down. I just made the assumption that everything was going up. So nothing new in the to the enrollment. The miscellaneous funds are all within budget and scheduled to be within budget for the year. Unless there's any questions, I'll keep going on.
Do we have any more new kids showing up?
So we know which kids have new kids have shown up. What we don't know is which kids aren't going to show up.
Okay.
So, we may have had a couple that have shown up in the last 2 days that you may not have record of yet. But you also have some that have left you may not have record of yet.
And I checked the office managers during the budget process, we have a spreadsheet where anybody that they know is leaving, they add on there, and anyone that registers before the school year ends, they put on there. And that's one of the tools we use. There's a tool that we use for estimating enrollment. And usually the kids that leave in the summer are offset by the kids that arrive in the summer. And the last several years it's been a positive gain, not much, but a positive gain. So we're still going with that expectation. And there have been a fair number of kids since the last time that spreadsheet was updated in June through now. But I haven't updated any enrollment projection because we don't know.
Till tomorrow, maybe.
Tomorrow will give us, that'll give us our first either a heart attack or a warm, fuzzy feeling. and then the fifth day, is it going to be the fifth day? The third?
It's in
September.
Okay.
So it'll be, next Friday will be the official count. So any kids that haven't showed up the first week, if they come in that Friday, we can count them. Otherwise, we can't count them.
Okay.
But tomorrow will give us a count, an indication of how close we are.
Okay. Except for all the people who are still on vacation because it's not over Labor Day yet.
And we typically know, the offices kind of know. So if we are down, like last year, we were down like 7, but we knew that 5 were going to be in the following week, and they were there in October.
Okay.
So not guaranteed we'll know that this year, but they sometimes know who's going to be there that maybe is not going to be there for the count day.
Okay.
And so here we are in the red of 848, and that is, I think last month I said 475,000, and that's almost exactly what we gained. We made up. We were in the black by 475,000. I've been monitoring that through today, and I do think that we will end the year a little bit better than that annual surplus amount of 21,000. And that won't be really known until I close up the year, because some of the monies that we have spent so far this year are funds that we carried over from last year. So I like to use the term free money. That's money that was saved or assigned from last year that will help us with the annual surplus amount. Okay. So right now it's looking decent. I can say that with a little more confidence than last month. Any questions on the report? Okay, then the next item we'll move on is that's on here talking point is the budget extension. So okay. One of the things
that we have to open a public hearing. So yes. Open the public hearing on approval of the budget extension for school year 24-25. Now you can talk about it, Jose.
Is there, I'm going to present it before you have discussion or open that up?
Yeah, I guess. Could I have a motion to approve the extension of the 24-25 budget?
I'll make a motion.
Mill motion moved. Excuse me. I'll second it.
Yes.
And so now we need to talk about it.
Okay.
The thing we can't read.
So the 127 pages you don't want to read.
Uh-huh.
So looking at where we're going to be, it's really, really, really close to our appropriation amount. And I don't want to exceed our appropriation authority. So I put in a budget extension for $150,000. At this point, it looks like we might actually go into that a little bit. But the big thing that's going to put us over is something that's going to also be paid for out of the capital levy. So taking the account that we might go over a little bit, and fact that some of that what we go over is going to be reimbursed by the capital levy because of ongoing maintenance, annual maintenance, preventive maintenance. I feel confident that $21,000 figure that I talked about during the monthly board budget presentation is still a good number and then some. So what I've done is I've updated enrollment. This is our enrollment that OSPI holds in that middle column. I looked at kind of the budget increases are all over the place. You know, some places are more, some places are less. And we don't do a line item reconciliation. And really what's caused us to be in a position where we might exceed appropriation is in payroll. So I increased payroll by 150,000. I looked at the three schools and it's pretty much all in the certificated side. And I put, I think it's 70 in the middle in the elementary school, 70 in the elementary, 30,000 in the middle school, and 50,000 in the high school. I then reflected, because OSPI looked at that, our appropriation amount for the year, so I increased our appropriation revenue accordingly, and I also increased all of the state revenues that the state gives us, because OSPI looks at that so that they know that we know what we're doing. And I offset those increases by the revenue that we have in reserve for our budget capacity. So the net effect is about a $50,000 gain for the year if you look at this, which is kind of consistent with what I'm expecting that we'll end the year at. And the details and all of that are in pages 2 and 3, you can see there the $133,000 negative number. That's from our revenue capacity. 183,000 is our apportionment increase. 150,000 is state revenues, which funds funded things like ECAP, for example. And then there was a drop in federal revenue of about 24,000. And you can see the increase in appropriation authority of 150,000, and that's in basic ed payroll.
Anybody have any questions? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do without you?
We'll have something else.
You can't retire. It's not possible. All in favor of approving the budget extension?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay, unanimous again. Thank you. Public hearing is now closed. On to the approval of resolution 25009, surplus items. And if you guys read the list of what the surplus items were, you know what they are. Dang, I don't know.
You should. It's all computer stuff except one thing.
So could I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved to approve the resolution.
I'll second.
Melanie seconded. Any discussion on it? All in favor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And on to policy revisions. Second readings from last month with language clarifications. Pretty straightforward, not really any significant change. Could I have a motion to approve the above noted policies 2021, 2023, and 2230?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
Second.
TJ seconded. Any discussion or questions? All in favor?
Yes.
Okay, again, unanimous. Additional director reports. I have one. Our board goals need to be discussed again in October for 26 through 28. So you guys start thinking about if we want to change anything or just extend what we have, maybe tweak some language. If you have some thoughts, be ready to talk about them for October. Mm-hmm. And then the General Assembly is the 20th of September, which is truly boring, but it's Saturday, ruining my Saturday. I was supposed to go to a bridal shower, and now I can't because TJ passed it off because he's golfing.
That's a very important.
Sounds like a hint of frustration.
That was very important to be at, too.
So anyway, I'll be doing that one. And then there's, if anybody's interested in District Area 1 ledge rep, or I don't know, there's like three things open for the District Area 1.
And it's the position on the Resolution Committee and the Legislative Committee.
Okay.
Is what's open.
Okay. So take
unless
a look.
You want to run for Vice President.
Do you?
No.
Okay. I don't think they'd have us anywhere because we're too small.
Yeah.
It's the big boys that play in that game. So take a look at them if you do think you might be interested in moving outside our comfort level here. And that's all I have. Brian, do you have anything?
I have nothing.
Melanie?
Nothing.
Okay. TJ?
Did you mention the small schools forum?
No, I forgot.
Okay. So that's on September 9th. 1 p.m. I think we can all register for that. I don't think there's a limit. The annual conference is coming up in November 20th through the 22nd. Mm-hmm. And I promised that this is for Jose. This is a thank you to Jose. Mm-hmm. So I have a school district that's facing a $6 million cut to their budget. I have another district that's losing $7 million from their budget. Another one, $2.3 million is being cut. There was another one, $15 million over the past 3 years has been cut. Another one, $20 million shortfall. And they're going to have to give back, it looks like, $4.5 million in federal money because they lack the proper documentation. So personally for me, I think I speak for the board, I'm very, very appreciative of the work that you do for us. Thank you.
Section 4.03, board calendar review. Any changes?
Well, maybe not a change. Yeah, it'll be a change. So we have October. Now we have the 4:30 executive session on personnel. But if we're going to look at the goals, we might want to create a workshop, which is an open session, but a workshop to look at the goals. So we can talk later if you want, Barb, but we might want to make that 4 or 4:15 to review the goals and then go into executive session.
Okay. Because we have the new goals.
Yeah, you in the workshop, you have a chance to kind of talk through it, and then we can talk about it again in open public. Well, they're both open public, but it's a one
that we should
plan, a one topic a workshop. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Anybody? I call this meeting adjourned at 5:20. Is that the shortest yet? No.
Well,
shortest.
Almost.
Yeah. Where's that record from?